Dante Veltri received his cancer diagnosis on October 17th, 2013. His mom, Karen, says the treatment began immediately.
You know, he took everything. You don't know what's coming at you. Biopsies and scans, and they drilled into his hips to check and make sure that it wasn't in his bone marrow. You know, they did a lot of invasive things, and he just took it all in stride.
Between October of 2013 and January of 2014, Dante went through five rounds of chemo at UNC hospitals, each lasting several days. Karen Veltri says the last round lasted more than 160 hours.
Through it all, he was amazing. He figured out that walking the hospital floor, I think it was 16 rounds was a mile, so he would get out there and do that. He stayed active. He went to school. He kept up his grades. You know, the treatment is pretty brutal. It not only kills the cancer cells, it just attacks everything. And there were times when he was near blood transfusions, but he really didn't want to go that route, so he'd fight that and start eating foods that would, you know, help with red blood cells. But he just did whatever was asked of him and never complained. And it wasn't easy, believe me. Watching him was not easy, but I'm proud of him. He did great.
While Karen Veltri watched her son go through the biggest fight of his life, through it all, Dante kept his focus.
I didn't think much of it. The whole time I just wanted to get back to a normal life, get back on the mat.
And in January, after that grueling fifth round of chemo, a PET scan showed Dante was all clear. 3 months later, he was cleared to wrestle again, and Coach DeWitt Driscoll says that first practice back was special.
We were actually up at the club facility we go to in Hillsboro for the Cardiac Kids Wrestling Club, and you know, it's kind of an old, dingy, beat-up place, and usually has kind of a dark aura to it just because there's so much, you know, darkness in there, you know, a lot of people working really hard. But that day, man, I just remember it was bright. It was pretty moving, really.
Dante's doctor told him it would likely be about a year until he was back to normal, but Driscoll says his wrestler was close to 100% after only 2 months. Of course, Dante would have to wait to the later fall for the start of the wrestling season, but in the meantime, he was happy just being a normal kid again.
Not playing keep-up all year, like sophomore year, was huge. I mean, my grades have been amazing this year. Being on the mat the whole year, it was awesome.
And when the wrestling season finally began, even after a year of missed practices and biopsies and tests and week-long chemo treatments, it quickly became clear that Dante Veltri hadn't missed a beat. And his mom, Karen, was there every step of the way, all the way to Greensboro for the state finals in February.
I'm on the bleachers every match.
I could hear her from about all the way down on the mat in that huge Greensboro Coliseum.
That's me.
He'd faced five rounds of chemo, and in Greensboro, he faced five opponents.
It was pretty intense. One of his matches, he wrestled somebody that every time during the season he had beat him, and then it turned into a nail biter at States where you're just shaking because you're thinking, oh my gosh, he's never lost to this kid. What's going on? And then he won.
And when it was all over, Dante Veltri, barely a year removed from intensive cancer treatments, had finished fourth in the state.
The year before that, you know, he was healing the scar in his chest from the port coming out. His hair was still all missing, you know. And just to think back to where he was a year prior to being on the podium at States, you know, most people would say he came a long way, but he doesn't see it that way. He just took the next step in his life.
Now, Dante Veltri is a senior at Carrboro High School. Last year, the North Carolina High School Athletics Association honored him with the A.J. Tony Simeon Courage Award. Today, he's back on the wrestling team, hoping for even bigger and better results.
I want to get straight A's in school and win my first state title.
January 8th marked 2 years since his last chemo treatment. On that day, he pinned his opponent on the wrestling mat to claim his 100th career victory. But that's still not the end of the story, because this isn't only about one family and one kid. It's about our community as well. And while Dante Veltri was in the hospital, his mom Karen says the community came through with incredible support.
The amount of support that poured out of Carrboro High School, his athletic director, the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, I can't even believe how much they did. Baskets of stuff would come through school for him, you know, with his favorite foods or gift cards, and, you know, just the amount of support, it was like really overwhelming.
Carrboro High School Athletic Director April Ross even organized a 5K to raise funds for Dante's treatment. Now there are plans to keep that 5K going annually to raise funds no longer for one family, but for UNC's entire Department of Pediatric Oncology. And Karen Veltri went even further. She organized an initiative called Take Down Cancer, collecting not money but board games, 100 board games last year alone, to give to kids fighting cancer at UNC hospitals.
Being there so much, you see these little kids. They're 4, 5, 6 years old, and they don't know what's going on. And all of them have a smile on their face most of the time. And so we just decided that we were going to do this game drive, and his whole team jumped right on board.
It's been over 2 years since Dante Veltri was diagnosed with cancer. Today he's cancer-free, back on the mat, preparing for a run at a state title, his coach DeWitt Driscoll cheering him on.
I think this experience may have been, you know, the silver lining from it may be that he gained a little bit more of a perspective of, you know, just actually being on a mat and competing is what the fun of it is. The rest of it's just gravy, whether you're winning or not.
The Veltris are still a long way removed from New Jersey, but for Dante's mom, Karen, Chapel Hill is home now in a way it hadn't been before.
I'll tell you, when I first moved down here, I kind of felt guilty taking my kids away from family and friends. You know, we were together every weekend, that kind of stuff. And it's kind of strange that it took a cancer diagnosis for me to realize we are exactly where we need to be because, you know, I don't know that we would have got that anywhere else.
And as for the teen at the center of it all, I asked Dante Veltri what he's learned from this whole experience.
Don't give up. Even if the odds are against you, just don't give up. It's anything is possible.
I second that. As bad as it was, it could have been a whole lot worse. It's, you know, just, yeah, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's help out there. There's people that care. Just, yeah, keep pushing. Keep trudging forward. You'll get where you need to be.
Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.